Hello, welcome back to our second episode of the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana. I was like, what's my name? And we are here with Corinne from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise.
You guys may remember her.
Yes. I would say you're one of the most memorable contestants, I feel like, in the past 4 or 5 years.
Definitely.
Do you agree?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So, we all watched last night, but first we, of course, want to ask you about your experience. What's it like being a reality TV star villain?
Pretty crazy. When you're watching, yourself back, you're like, whoa, did I actually like do that? Did I actually say that? It's weird.
Do you feel like I feel like after the show, like you were really good friends with everyone. And then like during it, they tried to make it seem like you were like sort of fighting with everyone it didn't seem like that was really the case, and like almost like, you know, like the bloopers after, like everyone looked like they were having a good time. Do you feel like it was more of the editing or that was actually what was going on?
Are you talking about during the season?
Yeah, during your season.
There were times where like everyone, I mean, I would say more in the beginning that everyone was kind of just getting used to me, and like they were kind of like, what is she doing? Like, who is this girl kind of thing? And then, you know, everyone just really realized that I wasn't really being mean to anyone in particular. I was kind of just doing my thing. And that's just me. And they realized, like, oh, she doesn't really mean any harm. Like, she's just doing her. So right. I was better friends with everyone by the end of the season.
Okay, cool.
So what do you think of this season so far?
I think Becca is like really sweet, really nice. I think after what happened, she deserves to find only like the best kind of guy. I haven't met her yet. I'm excited to meet her one day.
I feel like after watching last night's episode, I feel like the guys are like kind of suck. They're
horrible.
Right. They're like fighting with each other. They're like weird. I really miss the grocer from episode one. I was like a big fan of him, of his.
It's like, why did they have him on just for that? I felt like
she obviously wasn't into him. Big mistake.
I agree. Huge. Everyone really liked him.
I really
had a lot
him.
Of comments about that.
He had like a good job too. He was like a business owner. He owned a grocery store, but not like such a big business that he's probably like super cocky, I think.
True.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guys were weird. They were all fighting with each other. It was very like,
it was so dramatic too, for like really no reason. Like, there were some scenes, I'm like, why are they making this conversation, like, so dramatic? Then you had Lincoln, like, crying over the picture. Literally weird. Crying, though. Like, literally crying. Yeah. He was crying.
That was so weird. He was like, this is my only, like, artifact.
He was, like, describing the picture.
As if he can't get another printout of the picture, like, ever again. Like,
It was very weird.
It was really, really dramatic, I feel like, for no reason. I feel like it was a little CFA. And
what's CFA?
Crying for attention.
Oh.
I like that one.
CFA. Yeah. CFA.
I'm bringing that out to my nieces when they start crying for attention.
When they start CFA. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so what happened last night? First, we had the date where they had to do this obstacle course with all the relationship metaphors. And Lincoln gets his photo. I don't know. I thought it was like kind
of. I think always in the beginning of the season, the group dates are really cheesy. It's just a thing that it's kind of like when you're going to school and like your teacher's like, everyone's going to go around the room and say their name and one fun fact about themselves. You know, it's kind of like a getting to know you type of exercise. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It felt like sleepaway camp.
But like you.
And I hated sleepaway camp.
I hated sleepaway camp too.
I got to sleepaway camp and I was literally like, what did I do to myself? Right. Why am I here? I hated it.
That's so funny. I actually felt the same way. Did you feel that way when you were on The Bachelor and they were making you
activities? It's like I felt like the luckiest girl in the world to like actually be doing The Bachelor, but to be like basically at a sleepaway camp with a bunch of girls that I don't know, that's my fucking worst nightmare ever.
How did you handle all that feminine energy?
I don't do well in with girls. Like, I just don't. I never did. Especially with a huge group of girls where we're all competing to date the same guy. And
what made you want to go on The Bachelor?
What made me want to go on The Bachelor?
Yeah, like you went on. So like what made you?
I was a fan of the show. My friend submitted me and I don't know. I just, the opportunity came about and I was like, I love the show and I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty perfect for reality TV. So would you ever do a reality show again?
Yeah. Yeah. I love being able to just be myself and not have to like play a character.
I could see it. I could definitely
see it. I am a character.
Yeah.
I am the character.
Would you ever do a Bachelor show again?
Yeah. I mean, if the opportunity came about, I definitely would. I love my Bachelor family.
I feel like you'd be a great bachelorette. Wait, so if you're listening, Chris Harrison.
Mike Fleiss.
He's the real Mike Fleiss guy, like, behind the show, guy. I guess.
Yeah.
He's the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So when you were like, okay, so you're there, they're doing these like first group date, like absurd, like, I don't know, activities where they're like really cheesy. Are there some girls who are like getting super into it? And are they like annoyed at you that you're not? I feel like there's probably people who are like so serious about everything, take themselves really seriously, take this whole like show really seriously, and would probably like annoy them if someone wasn't.
Well, what? I mean, I got really into my first group date activity and everyone freaked out at me. So after that, I was like, F that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and participate if everyone's just going to bitch at me anyway.
What was that, the photo shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. What was the fight with Taylor about again?
Taylor was just very, very rude. I mean, ugh, she's just a nasty person. And
do you still have beef with her?
Yeah.
Got it.
But I'll never see her again. So thank God.
Yeah. I can't believe she's still with Derek.
Good.
They seem to
good. They both fucking suck. Let them go be happy together under a rock somewhere.
You hear that, guys?
Derek, tried to come after me on Twitter. It was so ridiculous.
So is there, what did he come after you for?
I, like, posted something about, like, I accidentally, like, or, like, I reclined my seat on the airplane and I got yelled at before I was, like, supposed to. So I tweeted about it and I was like, does it really make that much of a difference? And he was like, like, you have no respect for the person behind you, like, whatever. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is the difference for the person behind me if I put it down now or 10 minutes later? Either way, I'm putting the chair back.
That's like you're that's retarded. Just funny because that's like clearly someone like really searching for like a way
to like really, really try to like really trying get to start in there for Taylor. Yeah. Like, cool, Derek, cool.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
Respect your flight attendants.
I think he deleted it because he felt stupid and I ripped him apart in an interview about it.
What'd you say in the interview?
I don't know. I just started screaming at the top of my lungs about everything.
you're totally free to do that here. So do a lot of the Bachelor people still have like beef, or their groups, or their cliques? What's the dynamic like
in Bachelor Nation? I feel like my season was so clicky. Oh my God, it's so insane. And then like I meet people from other seasons and they're like, oh my God, Corinne, I love you, like this, that. I'm like, why couldn't my season be like that? They were just so clicky and like honestly really bitchy. And like not.
But you're still friends with some of them? Or
I mean, I talk to them here and there. I'm like cordial with them, but I wouldn't be like, hey, let's go grab a salad.
Right. No, it's funny. I feel like there's like some people who like seem like after the show, they're only friends with people on The Bachelor. Like, do they have any friends?
It's so weird. It's so weird.
Right. It's sort of like you join this.
It's like
this
it's like people who are only friends with their camp friends.
It is like
that. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a great comparison.
And they're like, oh, I wish I were back at camp. It's like, shut up, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, like Nadine from camp would have said this right now. You're just like, what?
Sammy's being quiet because she like is that camp girl.
No, I'm not. I'm so not.
Well, old, so you're not,
but people from my camp are still obsessed with
camp. Oh my God.
No, so I was really into camp when I went until age 16. And then
I got to camp, but I was like, I don't get it. Yeah. Like, why is everyone obsessed with camp?
Because they basically, like, at least at my camp, they kind of make you love it. But once did I you stopped keep your going.
Phone at
like,
camp?
We didn't, I was too young. Like, I didn't have a phone until 7th grade, and I stopped. I guess no, I didn't have a phone.
I cut a hole in a Bible and I put my phone in a Bible and I gave them a fake phone and I would call my mom every night. I'm like, please come pick me up.
And they thought that you brought a Bible to camp. That's like even better.
Yeah. And yeah, literally it was crazy because I went to a Jewish camp.
Wait, so how old
what camp
you?
Did you go to?
I went to Blue Star.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, all the camps are like,
it's in Hendersonville.
Okay.
Once I stopped going to camp, I was like, why did I enjoy this so much? But like, I know it was actually really fun.
I got like fat at camp. Like they don't feed you healthy.
They don't. They feed you like the same pasta. Shit every week.
Yeah. I feel like especially if you have like parents who aren't strict and you go to camp, you're like, what the fuck? There's like someone's waking me up in like the morning and then I have to go eat at this time and I have to do all these activities. I can like
the lake though. I don't get why they're so crazy about you getting into the lake. Like I literally was like, I will pay you not to go into the lake.
Yeah, they were really weird about that.
And they like made me go in and made me swim in it and I'll never forget it. I literally was so scared. I thought like Jason was gonna come out and like grab me.
I remember.
I'm like seriously scarred by that
from camp, the lake. No, I fully.
Would you rather go back to camp or go back to The Bachelor?
I think we know the answer.
Yeah,
Bachelor, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
At least you don't get any Instagram followers at camp.
I'm sure you get Instagram followers at camp.
Yeah, but no. When I was at camp, it was like what I liked about it was that it like wasn't school and I was free from my parents. So. That was
what was your favorite activity at camp?
Tennis. Yeah.
Oh my god, you like really knew that one.
Yeah,
she's camp girl. She's you're hiding your camp energy. I feel
I'm not a camp girl. You're
hiding it. It's below the surface.
I like when I think of camp, I just think of like girls with like really good hair, just like brushing their hair a million times. Like I always tell Kira, literally, like when she brushes her hair, I'm like, you look like the girls at camp that brush their hair.
Like my camp wasn't jappy. It was very like it was sort of like. Gritty, I guess, for the time.
What camp did you go to?
Blue Ridge.
Oh my god.
Do you know
so many of my friends went to Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like, you're too old. They don't know you.
No. Stop it. So how old are you?
I'm 28.
We have like an ongoing thing.
How old am I? Think she's I'm 26. Young.
Yeah, I was going to ask how old are you? And because of the phones and the camp thing, because I didn't even have a phone until my last like 2 years. So I didn't care. So what did you do without a phone on The Bachelor?
Honestly, like I really was at a point in my life. Like when I went on The Bachelor, I needed like a break from life. Like I kind of hit a wall with like where I was at in my life at the moment. And
how old were you?
I was 24.
Okay.
I had just gotten out of a really, really bad abusive relationship, and I, like, immediately almost, it was like, this came out of nowhere.
Right.
It was like, to save me, and like, my parents were like, you need to go. I almost didn't go. I was like, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't know. And then my parents were like, you need to go. Go do your thing. Like, do this. Do this for you. And I was so happy to give my phone away to them when I got there.
Wow. That's like the opposite of camp.
Like when I got my phone back, I was like, oh my god, like I don't want to turn my phone on.
Really?
Yeah. It was just dinging for like 4 hours. It was dinging, dinging, dinging. I was having a nervous breakdown. I was like, how do I use an iPhone? Like I literally, it was so like I was hysterically crying on the plane. I don't know.
On the way home.
Yeah. Because
you were sad about Nick or because you were just...
I was just, sad in general. It's like you're just used to having, like, so many people do everything for you around you at all times. And, like...
Now you're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was weird, like, not having a mic on. I was, like, leaning in the chair. I'm like, what's different? Like, I didn't have, a juice box on my back.
Oh, is that what it feels like? Wait, so did you want to marry Nick?
I mean, I think at the time, like, I was really, like, into the whole... Nick thing. I mean, you don't have a phone. You're like so focused on just that one person that you can't help but want to just be all the way with them.
Right. Because there's like nothing else to do.
Well, it looks like I dodged a bullet though. So well, we good.
Definitely. I mean, Nick's single now. Any interest?
No.
No.
That's how you know it was like just because you were in that.
It's just really weird. Like so many people I know bump into him. Like even people that I'll be with that same day. And like the universe is like not letting us cross paths. It's just very bizarre.
Right. He does seem to be everywhere to me also.
Yeah.
We saw him in LA just like walking.
He was in our office.
Right. But like, no, but he's, I just feel like he's always around. He doesn't want to go away.
Yeah.
So he definitely doesn't want to go away.
So let's get back to this episode because I feel like we haven't really talked about it. So what about like that Colton thing where he says he used to date Tia?
Oh, man. That is.
What did you think of that?
I think it was really nice of him to be honest. But the whole fact of him dating Tia, that's just like.
I feel like there's so much.
Really sucks. That really sucks because he's a great guy. He's really good looking. And it's just like that, like, no matter what you do, even no matter how honest you are, like, it doesn't take away the fact that that sucks.
Right.
Do you think he's gone soon?
I don't think he, I mean, I don't think he's gone soon. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's going to win.
I think she will get like past it, but I think it's going to keep coming up. She'll always go back to
it. It'll always be
a
thing.
I want to hear what Tia has to say about it.
She's also going to be on, Tia's also going to be on the next episode.
Why are they on the next episode? Is it because of that?
Probably that's the real reason, but they also have like, they're coming in to do some sort of date or something. Mm. Like old contestants from last season.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't want like my other girls being there on, I mean, I went on a date with Rachel when she was the Bachelorette.
Do you like doing that? Or did you feel like it was forced? I always feel like those scenes are so boring.
I don't feel like it was forced. I just feel like, I don't know. It's like, why are we there? Like, what are we doing here?
Right. Like, what are you actually? I feel like people like seeing people from the franchise. It's like seeing, it's like going to Disney World.
But it never used to be like this.
Like, oh, there's the characters. Like, there's Corinne. Oh my, there's Rachel. Oh my God. Can I take a picture?
Did you catch that Ocean's 8 commercial?
Yeah, that was absurd.
That was all. It's ridiculous. Who was like,
it made me want to see Ocean's 8 less.
Because they did that?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell them that.
Actually,
I really want to see Ocean's 8. So,
what was the commercial?
It was like a few of the girls from the franchise were pretending like they were the girls in Ocean's 8. And like talking about how they identify with the character, but no one's seen the movie yet, so no one has any clue what you're talking about. So it just was kind of dumb. But
yeah. Do they pay you guys every time you go back for one of those things? Or like, oh, you can't talk about that. Okay. That's fine. So then there was the group date with the dodgeball.
Yeah.
Right.
To be honest with you, the dodgeball day, I was already a little bit zoned out. It was Same. Kind of like not, I like didn't, I was like watching it, but I was thinking about a million other things. So I was like, fuck, I don't even know what I just watched. I wasn't even like listening.
Yeah.
Cause I was just like, I don't know. I have really bad ADD and like my mind was elsewhere.
Same. Right. I honestly, okay. I'll be completely honest about this season is so that hard. I tune out the things that happen in big groups because essentially what they're doing is they're just
I don't care repeating. About watching them play a game. Right. I care about like what you're going to say after the game.
Right. They're basically just repeating the same script that they say every year. Like, I love Becca. I hope I get more time with her. I have to make my mark now. I really want to get a rose.
I need to like get her attention. I need to play the game really well so that she wants to talk to me later. Like,
right. Yeah,
I think so. Need I to mix it up a
I
little
tune
bit.
Out all of that shit, and then I zone in when there's a fight happening.
It's crazy or, like, how the show cries. Was so good a few years ago, and all of a sudden it just really sucks.
I have to say that the fact that the date with I forgot
where she bashes.
I forgot who she was with. It was the date. It was the first one-on-one date, and the activity is like bashing all the shit that Ari has come in contact
Blake.
With, like the couch that he broke up with her on.
Yeah, with Blake.
The couch that he broke up with her on, like the racing car. And I have to say, she was like a little too into it. He was like, she's so happy, like this is great. I'm like, that's like a red flag, actually.
Huge.
Mm. Like, imagine you go out like you.
I think they're milking the breakup with Ari a little bit too much. Like, okay, we get it was a huge deal, but we're over it, and she's the Bachelorette now.
Right. You wouldn't on a date with a new guy start like excessively talking about
like,
your ex,
hey, or like come breaking over for our first date and let's burn all the pictures of me and my ex. How fun.
Right. And like she, oh, you seem so into it. That's a good sign. Like you seem really into this like revenge against your ex. Like,
yeah, they, I mean, this is
healthy.
This is what they do. They have to milk a certain storyline. So right now, like you said, they're milking.
I just feel like they're running into things to like run with, and they're just really trying to.
Because they don't have breakout stars right now. Like, I will say, like, you on your season were the breakout star. Like, you pretty much. Right.
I feel like Jordan is trying to be that. I feel like Jordan is trying to be the boy version of me, and he really fucking sucks at it.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. I keep saying fuck. Are we allowed to
say that? Yeah, you can say whatever.
As much as you want.
Yeah, he really sucks. He's trying. He's CFA. He's trying too much. I don't.
He's terrible.
He's ugly, too. I feel like he's actually not ugly, but, like, the way he acts, like, I think he's ugly now.
It's also much less cute when a guy does it. Because, like, when a girl acts petty, it's sort of, like, oh, like, it's sort of funny. That, well, like,
it's just, I feel like the producers have to be telling her to keep him on, because, like, unless she's, like, weird, why would she keep picking, why would she keep picking him in these rose ceremonies?
Maybe it's just that, like, there's still so much selection that she has that she doesn't really care to give some roses away. That's true. Just, like, send people home that, like, she really didn't talk to.
I can see that. Like, there's people that she likes worse.
Right. Like, she can't get rid of people too quickly. It's, like, not the pace of the show. So she has to.
I wonder if, like, she could just be like, I don't want to give this rose out.
That would be a twist. I just want them to, like, introduce some new things, or, like, some things that feel genuine to me.
Right. I want it to go back to the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm. But on that Colton Tia thing, it's like, don't you feel like there's like all this bachelor incest, this like reality show incest of like,
oh, it's so,
like, how did, like, this guy know Tia? Like, who, like, most people know someone. And how did he wind up on the show?
Right. It's really weird. It's,
right, like, they feel like they put him there because he used to date her and then told him to tell her. It just seemed like very, like, you randomly know this other person in the world. Like,
yeah,
of all the 7 billion
that is my good friend, you know, she's my good friend, and then you're happy. It's like they have one of those every season.
It's really weird.
What was the last season? I already forgot. Oh, no, remember they also had someone with, like, with Nick's season, he had already, like, hooked up with her at Jay's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the only reason they even really had Liz on. Right.
Really, really bizarre.
Yeah. It's, like, not surprising anymore, but it's kind of weird that they, like, find these people and then they, like, put them
on
the show.
It was really weird. Like, I didn't even know her. I did not. I probably didn't even speak one single word to that girl.
Liz from the wedding.
Never said a word to her.
Who were you friends with on the season?
Okay, so this is shocking. So Vanessa really, like, was my best friend.
Really?
And her and I are, like, now really cool, and, like, we had our shit, like, whatever. But, like, at the time, like, when I was watching the show back, like, we were texting, like, whatever, and I would see her, like, doing all the interviews, like, kind of, like, talking garbage about me and, like, whatever. And, like, it was funny because she was, like, literally being my, like, you'll see in the season, like, we're, like, holding hands, running together, like, on the group dates and, like, you know, like, hanging out when we're, like, just at home chilling or, like,
whatever. What did she say when you asked her about that?
She was like, I'm sorry. She's like, the frustration. I mean, I said shit about her too, but, like, I don't know.
True friends talk shit about each other. I mean, sometimes. Yeah, so are you still friends with her now?
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. What's she doing?
I don't know.
Interesting. The sisterhood of being done with Nick.
The sisterhood.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days?
So I have a podcast with Podcast One. It's called So Random. I'm doing a new clothing drop. Name. Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have my clothing line with Riot Society, and we're doing a new drop really soon. In the middle of that, really exciting. My book, I'm so excited about it.
What's your book called?
We had a name, but now we're kind of, like, changing the pace of the book. Uh-huh. So I want to rename the book.
And what's the book about?
So the book is going to be about a girl that was on a reality TV show.
Wow. Where'd you find the inspiration?
I really don't know, actually.
Is it fiction?
Yes.
That's exciting. I could read that. I read, like, all the
books. Yeah, you read all the books.
Yeah.
We had Andy in here last week. Have you read her book?
I read her first book. I have her other book. I didn't start it yet.
Yeah, I read the first book. Yeah. They're always so interesting. Feel like you see, like, a little bit behind the scenes.
I'm not doing any tell-all about it, though.
Oh, any, like, similarities between the plot and what you went through?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
We're supposed to write what you know.
It's kind of a mixture between that and, like, White Girl Problems. Did you guys read that book?
Yeah, I did. A while ago.
Wait, you didn't
read it? I didn't read it.
You need to read it.
Is it good?
It's the best book I've ever read.
I feel like you did read it.
The White Girl Problems book?
Yeah.
By Babe Walker.
Babe Walker.
I didn't read it.
Really? You need to read it.
I feel
it.
Like we've talked about it.
I mean, like, literally, we promoted it. It was great.
I literally laugh out loud to that book. I read it a million times.
Yeah, I've read, like, really the synopsis.
Because I feel like I'm her.
I completely see that.
Babe Walker. Like, I go into, like, production companies about projects, they're like, you are Babe Walker. I'm like, I know.
I see it.
That's funny.
I see it. So, book coming out. Do you know when it's coming out yet?
Not exactly sure yet.
Okay. Well,
Hopefully by the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'll definitely be posting about it and stuff.
Amazing.
Cool. And stuff.
Any other thoughts on the season or last night's episode?
I really like Clay. The football player.
Yeah. Oh, he seemed nice.
I think he's so sweet.
He seemed normal.
What's your prediction for who's
really
going to win?
Really sweet. Colton.
Colton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you think is going to come in second?
So you do think he'll win? Even though he dated Tia.
Yeah. It's just like, it's either you want him even more or it's just going to ruin everything. And I feel like she's going the way where it's like, no, now I need him.
Right.
I see that. It could sort of be like strategically employed for her to be more into him.
Yeah, I have to say, I think if there was someone better than him, maybe they would win. But I'm not really seeing a ton of guys that I'm like feeling this season.
Yeah, there's no, I don't feel any stars coming out of this.
No.
Neither, but I guess.
Which is disappointing because then who's the next Bachelor going to be?
I feel like it's not even going to be like someone cared about.
Well, they're trying to do a new show, ABC, The Proposal.
Oh my God.
See that?
What is that about?
Proposal in like an hour.
Stupid.
nothing.
That looks so stupid. I met a girl that's on it, actually. She came up to me I was in the Hamptons, and she came up to me and she was like, I'm going to be on The Proposal, whatever. And I was like, how was that? And she was like, it was terrible. Like, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Did she get engaged?
She's like, I got engaged, but I'm not engaged anymore, obviously.
Shocking. 1 hour.
And she's like, my parents don't talk to me now, and they're not going to talk to me. And I was like, why? She was like, because my family's normal. And I was like, well, fuck you.
Oh my God. This is a great ad for The Proposal. I might watch it now.
I
want to
watch now.
Yeah, I mean, ABC loves to force people to get engaged.
That's their thing. I mean, they're not forcing anyone. Everyone's voluntarily on these shows.
I mean, how do you say no, though? I mean, then why are you there? Like, you obviously are going there because you know you have to, like, do that.
That's, like, the premise. I always say this.
Like, if you're going on to say no, then why, like, don't go on.
How's Raquel?
Raquel is great.
Oh, Raquel. Oh, my gosh.
She's so good.
She should do, like, a cheese pasta.
I wish she were here. We could have had her on as well.
I know.
Did you guys see my story? I did like a cheese pasta making story.
Did you do that a long time ago?
Yeah, I should put that on my like
highlights. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She was definitely like the sleeper hit of the season. Also, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, Raquel killed it.
Yeah,
that's what.
Raquel still killed it.
Every season needs like a situation like this to get us through the early.
Right. Otherwise, we all zone out as we did last night.
Yeah, no,
it's just boring.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably pay more attention since we run a Bachelor podcast, but
I mean, it's just hard.
That's the life we live.
It's hard.
I'm happy to pay attention, like I said, to the dramatic moments where there's tears or there's yelling or there's
it's so early for that
insults
though.
Right, because they don't know each other well enough to know each other's weaknesses.
It's like so dramatic already, and it's like, okay,
who do you think is more dramatic, the women, the female contestants, or the male contestants?
I think men, because they just get so, like...
testosterone-y.
Yeah, like, quicker, I would say men. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. They're more like, I don't know, they need to show their strength more.
Yeah.
Women can at least, like, pretend to be friends, like you and Vanessa.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, I think that is our episode. It's been real.
It's been fun.
Yeah. It's been fun. Thank you so much for coming on. Make sure you guys check out Corinne's book when it comes out, which is...
And her podcast, So Random.
Oh, yeah. And her podcast, So Random.
And email us at bachelor@betches.com if you have any questions.
Ta-da!
Okay, bye.
Bye.